From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Recording the record-breaking 37th episode of the year.
Right on.
This is TGO Radio shattering Shadoobie, our 2022 record for 36 episodes we had. We are going to have a total of about 46 this year, unless one of us drops dead or gets ill. Or
so how many more weeks we got to record then?
No. So we've got 45 and 46 already in the hole. Those are already scheduled. So we got 38, 39, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 weeks.
You mean we can finally do a show 38?
38? Oh, finally. And then 40?
And then 40.
Yeah. Yep, it is.
Right on.
Episode 13. This is what it's like when you create, you know, product every fucking week. I hate the term content now.
Content?
Yeah, I hate the term.
Producing content.
I'm hating it.
I produce content in the toilet.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, you know, the content is shut up.
Content creators.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is.
Dick and fart joke tellers.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's it.
Two old guys trying to make each other laugh.
Nothing special.
Yeah, we're not trying to change the world. We're just trying to tell dick jokes.
First one to get the other one to fucking make snot come out of their nose wins. And frankly, I win.
It didn't start like this, but Jeff is legitimately the funniest human being I know. Probably have ever known, probably. No one ever makes me laugh. It's really something.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
So I looked forward to, you know, I wanted to go on a homicidal rampage at work today, and I went home, decompressed, got in the shower, got back into traffic for some fucking reason.
Oh, man.
Holy shitballs.
The text you sent me was great.
Oh, I was going to murder someone on the way home today.
Dude, I'm still dealing with driving home a different route than I normally do because of road construction near me.
Oh.
And it's going to be going on for another month or so.
By work
and
out
there?
And
it's just, huh?
Huh?
No, actually right down the road. Right down the road here.
Oh, really?
Close to home.
Oh.
And
I went another way. I didn't see it.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you won't. You won't see it. Hmm. And it's just, you know, there's coming, you know, from the area that I come come from, where I work, there's no other way to get to this. There's only a couple different ways to do it, and one of the major arteries is closed, so the other one is just fucking, it's just clogged like a fucking fat kid's heart.
Like our hearts.
Yeah, well.
There's the deal. Not which one of us is going to shit our pants from farting on the show first. Which one of us is going to have the first heart procedure?
That's true.
That's the fucking deal.
Well, I tell you what, I got up early this morning to take a piss, and I kind of shuffle across the floor because the dogs sleep in the fucking room, and I don't want to trip over one of those bastards. So I don't take big giant steps.
I don't know why I'm laughing. Just old fat Jeff just shuffling.
So I don't take big giant steps, you know, because I don't want to trip over one of these motherfuckers.
I heard you.
And I fucking come out of the bathroom, turn the corner, walk into the bedroom. One of them motherfuckers had moved.
Oh, no.
And down I went.
Oh, no.
I was so fucking mad. Oh, I was so fucking mad.
I've done this, have to grab your phone and fucking guide your way, like, so you can see where
I've
you're
got
going.
A little fucking tiny LED light that sits on the dresser. I just didn't think I'd fucking needed it, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, it was.
How far away are we from night lights, buddy? How far away?
Oh, you know what? This house was littered with them when we moved in. It was, because, you know.
Dan was a guy of a certain age, and
This house was fucking littered with them.
I heard you.
Put them in the hallway like they have in the aisle on the airplane, you know, pointing to the rooms and shit.
Down at floor level, you have exit signs. Yeah. It's like, they light up when the fucking sun goes. We'll get you something else for Christmas.
Yeah.
Speaking of end of the year stuff, this year is the 60th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, yeah?
Do we want to do anything for that? I only had one idea.
Was that like the 22nd or something?
November 22nd. Yeah.
22nd?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I only had one idea, which was...
Go skeet shooting?
You know what? It's hard to top that. Go to a target range with fucking Kennedy target, like Kennedy paper targets.
Fucking go out there and shoot watermelons. Watch half of it get blown off.
The fuck did you get those Kennedy paper targets?
We could go out there and reenact it. I could shoot it. We could put you in a pink dress and you can crawl back of the fuck. Put a pill fucking hat on you.
I don't want you to think, first of all, I don't want you to think I wouldn't do that because I would.
I know you would. It'd be beautiful.
It just fucking watermelon explodes. I go crawling over the back of the car, picking up little red pieces. Oh, shit.
Or like fill up like a 2-liter soda bottle with fucking fake blood or something and put you next to it and blow out half of it and then have you start crawling out of the back of the car.
This is a lot better than my idea. Holy shit.
Yeah, what was your idea?
Well, it's fucking stupid now. It was John Kennedy shooting targets brings up no results, surprisingly enough. Let's see if I can find. Early on in the, I guess it's all early on in the presidency, but Jackie did a tour of the White House. And it was on national TV, and my idea was to kind of video store it.
Oh.
And kind of watch that.
Well, that's a better idea than mine.
No, your idea is the tits. What are you talking about? Are you nuts? You got a great idea going on there.
You know, have you ever seen these people that take...
Who are these people?
they have these like plexiglass molds.
Yeah.
They're made out of a real tough acrylic, yeah. I guess, probably. And... They bolt together and, you know, they come apart like a clamshell in two pieces. They bolt together. And, like, the popular one is, like, it's a Frankenstein face. And so they bolt it together, and then when the pumpkin starts growing, they put the vine up in there, and then the pumpkin grows up in there. And when it's done growing, it's, you know, it looks like Frankenstein, the pumpkin does. We could get one of those, like, looks like John Kennedy.
Era. Gonna be a John Kennedy chia pet. We just kind of tear off the one part of the skull. Just see dirt in there.
What I would do.
Air out my head hurts. And my throat hurts.
I would plant red roses on half of that fucking thing's skull so they grew up red.
That is.
And wrap it in a fucking bandage.
Hilarious.
John Kennedy Chia Pet. That is brilliant.
Air out my head hurts.
Yeah.
Let's see. I am not having
Jackie,
any...
shut the windows. There's a breeze.
Nope. I'm just your skull missing is all. Let's see. No luck on the John Kennedy paper shooting targets.
No?
No luck on those. Remember in the first studio over at Camp TGO, I had a Osama bin Laden shooting
poster.
Target.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was from the range. That was from the shooting range. It was before he was dead. That's how long ago this was.
Wow.
Yeah. Our first season was a long time ago, man.
2005, baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
It's coming up on 20 years.
It is. Yeah. 2025 is the 20th year.
Wow.
That's the Vegas trip. That's going to be a blast. I'll start saving up for that now because I'm going to blow a boatload of fucking cash on getting my dick sucked and playing slot machines. Oh, man. Woo. It is going to be something. Blowing loads on weird chicks' faces.
Yeah.
Oh, this fucking... If I don't blow five loads on five different faces in that city on that trip, I have failed myself. I might as well start saving. I'll save 2 years for it. We're getting there. Oh, yeah. You remember that episode of the show years ago where I said I wanted to bang a girl doggy style while eating Chicken McNuggets off of her ass?
Yeah.
I thought about that today. Eating some Chicky Nugs on the way here. Anyway, not for sure what we're doing for JFK, huh?
I don't know. We should probably do something, I suppose. What is this, 60 years?
This is the Jesus. 60th, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I got a guy at work. He's a younger guy who's just getting into the conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah?
Just now.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's like, I don't know, man. That shot, you know, it was one in a billion. I'm like, all right, buddy. That's, you know, I'll let you, you know, all right. I was a conspiracy guy for a long time. For a long time. And then I read a book by, I'll never remember, Gerald Posner. It's called Case Closed. And I went, oh.
So what was the premise of the book? Or
well, he sat down and kind of investigated the Kennedy killing, having no opinion of his own about it.
Oh, so this was specifically about the Kennedy conspiracy.
The Kennedy
conspiracy.
Assassination.
Okay.
And he handled it having no preconceived notion about what, you know, whether it was Oswald or a conspiracy or whatever. The evidence took him to Oswald. So that's the book he wrote. And that book changed my mind.
Hmm.
I read that and I went, oh, now I see. Got it. And years later, Vincent Bugliosi, who wrote the book about the Manson trial,
yeah.
Dr. Skeleton.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Put out a book. It was 1,100 pages or whatever it was on the Kennedy killing. It was condensed into a 400 or 500 page book called Parkland. That is absolutely phenomenal. And if that doesn't change your mind, then you're just simple. It's phenomenal.
I'm starting to get snippets on my TikTok feed of oh Christ, what was a Tarantino movie? How about Manson? Fan.
Oh, Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time. I'm starting to get clips of that. I got to watch it. I haven't watched it since you and I saw it.
Yeah, we didn't see it together. You saw it with Trixie.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I saw it with Kylie first.
Yeah.
And then I think my step nieces or something second.
Let's see.
I mean, I Jeff, that movie's about five things. I love every single thing. Yeah. I love every single frame of that. And there's a few movies like that. Actually, in the last few years, there's been a few movies where I've adored every single frame of Licorice Pizza was another one.
Yeah.
That I just adored. My stepbrother watched The Flash last night, and I heard about that in a series of about 18 texts. Boy, did he hate that fucking movie. Wow. Woo.
Woo.
There is a great found footage. One more thing about JFK, then we'll move on. There is a great found footage documentary about the Kennedy assassination
Oh, yeah?
Three Shots That Changed America or something like that. I'll link to it in the show notes. The first part's about an hour and a half, and it is up to the assassination and Kennedy dying, and then it's right before Oswald gets transferred out, okay? Or he gets shot at the very end. Mm-hmm. Then part two is about Oswald, you know, all of the reaction, and it degenerates into conspiracy stuff, and it just kind of covers all the, you know, all this, all the way up to Oliver Stone in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll link to it in the show notes. Some random guy on YouTube uploaded both episodes, and it is terrific.
Oh, wow.
So, but, yeah, I would recommend that.
Okay.
I've watched that a lot. I'll sit and watch the whole thing a few times a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's great. So, I'll link to that. Well, we're recording on August 30th for broadcasting, I think, on September 30th, so we're just about into October. And the big news, of course, is that Jeff Durant has taken a commanding 1-0 lead in the Deadpool this year.
Goddamn right. See ya, fucking Barker.
Bob Barker died a couple days ago as of in real time. And he was 99, which, you know.
Close as you can get to 100 without going over.
That's why I didn't see that 500 times.
You know, I know.
Thank you, Doug.
I have that sound bookmarked on my work computer.
See, I think we have some for this.
Tributes are pouring in today for Price is Right host Bob Barker, who died of natural causes at age 99 at his Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, it was natural.
Yeah.
Tributes are pouring in for Bob Barker, who died in a knife fight.
Yes.
At 99.
Fucking Reaper got there and said, sorry, I'd have been here 3 years ago, but I got caught in traffic.
It's L.A. Get it? Natural causes. Yeah. I didn't think he died trying to, you know, climb Everest or
right.
something.
Right, yeah. Climbing Janice Pennington.
It's funny you say that.
His Hollywood Hills home. By his side was his girlfriend of four decades, who spoke with Inside Edition about her loss.
Mm-hmm. 99, you're just like, when is this fossil going to fucking die already? I'm sitting on a fortune. I'm wasting my life watching this old man decay in front of me.
Dude, Carter's got to go. I got to get 2-0 on you. Carter's got to care. You know what? Here's the thing. These things always come in threes, and there hasn't been one yet. Since no. Barker died.
No.
There's two more that need to fall in line here.
I mean, when earlier in the year, we did the Deadpool, and I remember saying to Jeff, like, as he's reading off his list, I'm going, that's the list. That's the winner, because Jeff's list is peerless. It's Jimmy and Rosalind Carter and Dr. Ruth and Bob Barker, and, like, he's got some
bunch
fucking,
of fossils,
oh,
man.
Oh, man. Oh. We got three names the same, too, which is, even if I get one.
All these fossils kick. We'll have plenty of fuel for the cars for decades.
It's just because it's a, gasoline is a, little dinosaurs, you see.
We're learning more about the final days of one of America's most beloved game show hosts ever, Bob Barker.
What's there to learn?
He died here at his Hollywood Hills home of natural causes, and by his side was the woman who'd been with him for four decades.
Ugh.
Bob Barker started dating Nancy Burnett in 1983.
Oh, so when he was fucking all those side pieces, yeah. He was dating this gal. Yeah, got right. it. Did she stay with him? Oh, that's interesting that she went where the fucking money was. That's very interesting. Oh, I love him. Do you?
Wife, 1983, after the death of his first wife, Dorothy Jo Gideon. Burnett says it appeared he knew the end was near. I spoke to her by phone.
He knew the end was near for the last 25 years. What? The end is near. Okay.
No, death, I had no idea. What are you doing here? You're 99. In the fucking car, let's go.
I got to be honest here. This is a bit of a surprise to me.
I'm telling you. I wish I'd have known. Could you have given me some clues?
Oh, no, well, they got a clue coming up. In this audio, actually.
Here. I spoke to her by phone.
Do you recall the last thing he said to you?
Get that pillow off my face, cunt.
And the actual retail price is?
Oh, awfully heavy for an old woman. And she's just pulling all of her weight on the pillow over his fucking fetid old face.
Don't forget to have your old people buried or cremated. Thank you.
No autopsies, please. Let's not get to the bottom of this one, all right? We don't need it. Had a girlfriend for 40 years, huh? Didn't have time to make the date, I guess, huh? Forty years.
Whew. That'd be a fun fight.
Phone.
Do you recall the last thing he said to you?
The very last words he said were, "Give me a kiss, I'll be leaving."
Three...
What did
he was packing a bag? She took it.
Did she answer on a fucking rotary phone
or
something?
Yes, well, hello. Yes, this is Bob's girlfriend speaking. Yes.
I'm talking to you on a phone.
Yes. It's the landline.
What? The what?
She picked it up. Ahoy, ahoy.
Yes, the Edison residence. What? Watson, come here. I need you. And Bob Barker's dead.
What? What's going on here? We're mixing up all kinds of stuff that don't belong together. Stop me before. Stop me before I cross-reference again.
Give me a kiss. I'll be leaving.
3 hours later, she says, he died.
Many she fucking got up and opened a bottle of champagne. Yeah. Finally, this fucking pant-shitting burden is out of the way. I can spend some of this cash on hunky young guys. Fucking warm weather resorts. Finally. Beat it. I'm not giving any of this money to fucking animals either. Kiss my ass,
fuck
Bob.
Fuck you.
As he died. Many wondered why, after four decades, they never married. She told me both agreed they would never remarry, but then she says he changed his tune.
Yeah. Well, you know who else didn't want to remarry? Thomas Jefferson. He just fucked slaves after that. So I guess kind of Bob Barker did too in the end, didn't he?
As he changed his tune.
Actually, he proposed to me many times over the years. He wanted to...
Fuck it. Let's do it. Why not?
Get married.
Someone's got to find the body. Might as well be you. Oh, fucking saggy tits, McGillicuddy. Let's do this.
I had made up my mind long ago that I was not going to marry anyone.
His longtime publicist, Roger Neal, says they were actually making plans for his 100th birthday in December.
Oh, man. You know who else was making those plans? Betty White.
Yeah, right.
On my phone, I got a picture of, like, you know, still funny at 100 or whatever. And she was, you know, just dead.
In December.
We were ramping up for his 100th birthday. I've been talking to media about doing covers of magazines for his 100th birthday.
What are you going to get a picture of him in the... Okay.
Fucking liver spot monthly.
It's just fucking, you can see his pulse working its way down the veins in his fucking arms. His fucking wax paper skin. Kick rocks. Leave the old people alone.
Has a heartbeat about once an hour.
Yes, really. Him and Lance Armstrong. For completely different reasons.
Talking to media about doing covers of magazines for his 100th birthday. I mean, we really thought Barker was going to be after 100.
You couldn't possibly have thought that.
I spoke with Barker 9 years ago after he suffered a scary fall.
Did you? Okay.
Is an experience that I would not like to make a habit.
Despite the big gash on his forehead and...
Oh. On his forehead.
On his forehead.
Okay, got it. Despite the wiry pubed giant gash at home.
He still managed to have a fun life.
He still. It was easier when he lost his hearing because he didn't have to pay attention to it anymore.
Large cat.
A large gish. It's a large gish. Well, it's not an experience I want to repeat. I think she pushed me.
would not like to make a habit.
Despite the big gash on his forehead and bandage on his knee, he still had his sense of humor. Watch him cling to the wall and pretend he's falling again. Kathleen.
Hilarious, Bob. Jesus. Fucking. That's like OJ jumping around a corner with a banana, pretending to stab that woman from the BBC. You know, that's a, remember that?
Yes.
Holy shit. Fuck, I wish he'd have fallen for real, that fucking idiot. I'm fake falling. Real treat. Play.
On his knee, he still had his sense of humor. Watch him cling to the wall and pretend he's falling again. Kathleen Bradley was the first black model hired on The Price is Right.
He was always so gracious.
Here's Bob wishing her happy birthday on the show.
Kathleen, happy birthday. Yes, happy birthday.
Bob, come give Bobby a kiss.
It ain't gonna suck itself. Hot tits.
It ain't gonna suck itself.
Come on down. I'm surprised we haven't gotten there yet.
You're the next contestant on this big Barker.
Oh, you're just a mess. Just Rod. Fucking 80. It's just got to be bouncing off your kneecaps at that point. Oh, forget it.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Bob was literally the kind of guy that would give you the shirt off of his back.
She said,
yeah, right before he fucking fucked you.
Before he jammed his rod down your
throat.
Yeah,
really.
In blue striped shirt after she told him she loved it.
He gave it to me, and I couldn't believe it.
Today, tributes are pouring in.
And Vanna White!
Vanna White posted this memory from when she was just starting out in Hollywood.
I'm going to link to this story, because yeah. Young Vanna White, man,
yeah.
Holy shit. We forget she used to be a fucking piece of ass. Now she's so fucking brittle bones McGillicuddy, but she is
plasticked out from surgery.
I mean, she's fucking 150, but, you know, then, holy shit.
Long before she joined Wheel of Fortune.
Vanna, what do you bid on that?
Thank you, Bob, for
That's a dollar, you fucking idiot.
Introducing me to the game show world.
Jeff's pulled up pictures of young Vanna White.
Well, maybe at some point.
I think you got the new internet put in, huh? Super fast, you told me.
No, it's these computers.
That's what I tried telling you. Okay, so it's... at 60, Vanna is not only 60. She did some nude stuff, too, for Playboy and whatever. That's not bad. We got Bush.
Introducing me to the game show world. We will miss you. Adam Sandler, who had a hilarious fight with Barker in the 1996 comedy Happy Gilmore.
That, I gotta tell you something, that movie is a dry hump of a movie, but that scene with Bob Barker is among the funniest.
Yeah.
I remember almost being on the fucking floor. It's still funny all these years later. God damn.
Wow, look at that.
I mean, look how fucking pretty she was. Huh. Young Vanna was the way, man. Age is a fucking thief.
Yeah.
like if that picture on the right, if Karen Carpenter had a few more hamburgers, she might have filled out.
You might have filled
Tell
out
me
like
she didn't look like Karen Carpenter in that picture. We've only just begun.
To throw up.
To heave.
Karen, just have a hamburger, okay?
Would you fucking stop?
Just, will you please?
Would you just get your fingers out of your mouth for a minute? That's all I ask. What are you doing, Karen? Gee whiz. What are we doing here?
We've only just begun.
Man.
You ever seen any videos of her playing the drums?
Yeah, she was actually pretty talented.
Fuck yeah, yeah, she was good.
She could play.
Man.
She could play. I hate that I'm old enough to answer the affirmative to that question, but yes.
Hilarious fight with Barker in the 1996 comedy Happy Gilmore says, the man, the myth, the best.
It's estimated Barker left behind a $70 million fortune.
$70 million? There she is right there.
On the Price is Right.
Yeah. Wow. I fucking would dip my nuts in her mouth. Look how pretty she was. Wow.
Much of it will be donated to both animal charities and the military.
Fuck
he
you.
Will be missed.
Yeah, he will be missed. You know, he's not going to be missed by Diane Parkinson, who filed a lawsuit in 1994 against Parker. Right. Alleging sexual harassment.
Yeah.
3-year affair while working on The Price is Right. So he was banging her while he was had the girl at home.
Who was that? What was her name? Diane Parkinson?
Diana Parkinson.
Diana Parkinson. Yeah.
D-I-A-N.
You know what, though? The thing was, that was a shaky case.
I fucking... Wow, that's funny. Son of a bitch.
That was a real shaky case,
I
man.
I heard you.
You know? You know, because Parkinson, get it?
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, now I got it. I got it now.
Shaky, get it?
Oh, okay, because when you have it, you shake. I got it. Okay, okay.
The hippie shakes.
For heaven's sake. Did a great version of that. Was it George Sandlights did a great version of hippie shake?
That sounds about
shake?
Right.
Strong, that version of that song.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, so Jeff takes a commanding 1-0 lead in the Deadpool.
Who do you got on yours that's even close?
Oh, boy. I got it on my phone here, actually.
You got both of ours?
I do. Posted on the TGO radio Twitter machine. It's at TGO radio. Buzz Aldrin, Norman Lear, who just turned 100. What a fucking
this fucking parade
around
of automobiles.
In here. Well, they must have heard I was here.
Looking for you.
Scoping out the place. Yeah. Buzz Aldrin, Norman Lear, who just turned 100.
Who? That's on yours?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Clint Eastwood, William Shatner, Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, I think we both got.
We do.
Kiss on there, don't we?
Yep. Christopher Lloyd, we both have Bob Newhart.
Yep.
I've got Mickey Dolenz.
Ooh, that's a good one.
We both have Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
So it's like, even if I get three, I mean, you got those, like...
Do I have both Jimmy and Roslyn? Or
yes,
just Jimmy?
Yeah,
I have both
yes,
of them, don't
you
I?
Yes, smart motherfucker. Yeah. If we get to January 1st,
you
still
know
alive,
when one goes, the other one's gone.
Gone.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be yep. hours, yep. you know. Yep. It'll be hours after one goes. Yep. They will be that couple, man. They'll probably die at the same fucking time.
Murder, suicide.
Eat a cyanide peanut. Be like yeah, the aide comes in and that slips that capsule under their teeth like fucking like Mrs. Spears did in her Downfall. Yeah.
Boy, that's a great movie. If
I just watched it a couple weeks ago, man.
Boy, is that solid
that's
piece
a fucking
business.
Great. Holy
that's
shit.
So good.
It's
a Der Untergang. It's Downfall
it's
in English.
It's a great fucking movie.
It's
yeah.
a German language, Hitler's Last Days in the yep. Bunker. It is something, man.
Yep.
That scene where she poisons her kid.
Gosh, fucking.
That's a tough
that's
watch,
a,
man.
Whoa.
Tough watch.
Yeah, that's a hard one to sit through, man. Oof.
Great flick, though.
Oh, it's awesome. It's
but,
it's fantastic.
But that cyanide peanut joke was a slow-release joke, because that hit me really funny.
For goodness sake.
Ah, yeah.
I got the hippie shake. Yeah, I got the shake. I got the hippie shake. Woo! I can't sit still.
Oh, man. I would love to cover this, but I don't think I can make my voice do that.
I think I can do that. I have to do a different key. What album is this on?
No clue. Georgia Satellites?
Oh, this is the Satellites. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. right song.
You could change your name to the Georgia Indictments.
Trump. It's our first Trump joke of the week. Sorry, it took me a second to get you on the... I get you on the flip.
Yeah, whatever.
It took me a second to catch up.
Catch you on the flip side.
I'm not very smart. Say it to the right. Do the hippie shake shake with all of your mind. Yeah. Oh, although I could sing that and do the drums, though. So I think that's simple enough I could do without hurting myself.
Yeah.
So Bob Barker
kicked.
Sure did.
Going to that showcase showdown in the sky.
I got a little bit of news if you're interested.
Yes.
Are you?
Of course.
Are you telling me the truth?
I am telling you the truth. I would love to hear what you have for the news.
You've been lying, Jimmy.
Yep.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man.
Don't let the fucking time ticking away fucking deter you there, Doug Reach Around.
And more.
Jesus Christ, like how much of a lead-in do you want? Do you want me to point at you from now on, or what's happening here? Jesus Christ, figure
Didn't
the fuck out.
Isn't he supposed to be producing this show?
I don't know.
A fucking idiot.
How do you think it feels to be Doug now that we can see everything he does? He was on the other end of the house for years. We never saw him.
Should have put him on the fucking Deadpool list. Next year, you're on my list, fuckface. Douglas K. Reach Around.
I don't know. I don't know. Probably five reasons why that's so funny to me. Anywho, this is the 37th episode of this season, Jeff. A couple of silly fucking old men. You know, Jeff, an advisor to Vladimir Putin has claimed that Ukraine's military will become unified through gay sex.
What?
you heard it.
Fuck, you just said that, and all I can hear is Archer. Gay sex.
I think what they meant was super soldiers. I'm super.
I'll take the soldier.
I'll take the soup.
You can have the soup.
They call it the big gay Alb. Big.
Oh.
Man. That's too bad.
It is.
Because I had a.
It's tragic.
I had a little bit of faith in that joke. Not a lot, but a little bit. You kind of have to know South Park and, you know. That's too bad.
I would have knocked that man out if he would have went to kissing on me.
All right. Call it the Big Gay Al Brigade. I'm super. Thanks for asking.
G Company.
Military theorists and historians know which army in Greece was the strongest, remember? The Spartans. They were united by a homosexual brotherhood, says this Rhodes scholar, that they were all homos. The guy continues.
Where do you think the term giving her the Greek comes from?
Yeah, fucking.
Huh?
Greek style.
Yeah, where are you in Greek style?
Bombs are flying.
Oh,
people are dying. Children are crying. Politicians are lying, too.
By the way,
cancer is killing. Texaco's spilling. The whole world's gone to hell, but how are you? I'm super. Thanks for asking. All things considered, I
If you've not seen South Park the movie, what the fuck are you doing?
Not.
Really? Oh.
Everything is super when you're. Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Doug! Doug, all is forgiven with the fucking news thing.
I just can't feel too bad for you right now because I'm feeling so insanely.
me super. That even the fact that you can't walk can't bring me down.
He's super.
He's super. Thanks for asking. All things considered, could be better, he must say. I'm super. No, nothing but me. Everything is super when you're dope. You think I look cute in this hat, these little pants, this matching tie that I got at firm.
Watch South Park the movie at the first opportunity.
Yeah, I need to.
Please do.
I really, I don't know why I've never done
it.
It
is the fucking best.
Yeah.
Oh. It's a musical, which is right up your alley, right?
And sometimes on my TikTok feed, I get people, you know, getting another assignment at work, and then it comes on with Cartman. Days never finish. Master got me working. Someday master set me free. When that comes up,
that's early.
I sit and watch that like 15 times
that's
in
funny.
A row. It just makes me laugh.
Let's see.
Days never finish. Master got me working.
Indiana man has been arrested for allegedly driving a Power Wheels Jeep while intoxicated.
Oh, say it isn't so.
Yeah, well,
fucking Indiana wants me.
Why else would you drive it? I guess is the question.
Man was arrested after police say he was driving a Power Wheels Jeep while impaired in Vincennes. A trooper saw that someone was driving the vehicle with no lights or reflectors on North
Second
Street.
It's a fucking Power Wheels, you dope.
What do you want it to be? Sorry, there's no lights or no signals. Okay, oh, sorry. It would have been okay if it had been lights
yeah,
and
right,
signals.
Yeah, okay.
Wait a minute. Something's not lining up here. I'm going to pull this guy over and see what's happening. Ready for the punchline?
Please.
Here it is. 51. We're there, Dad.
Oh, this dude's age, 51.
Yep.
Ooh.
Second Street, the trooper stopped the battery-powered children's vehicle and identified the driver.
Fucking high-speed chase. Had to throw the stop sticks.
He was going just as fast as AC was. And that fucking...
Had to pit maneuver him.
Pit maneuver.
Now, there's fucking Amazon. What the fuck is going on here?
Jeff can see out the window. The mistake I make is sitting with my back to the window, but not with my back to the door. I refuse to do that. But there's Amazon drop. We get to hear some dogs barking.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, little do they know that there's a new fresh pack of fucking tennis balls in there for the little bastards.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What? That one you've been throwing around out there is like,
getting a little crusty.
Yeah, it's got its own DNA strain going. Big titted black girl walking up to your door, and I'd like to watch that walk away. Gee whiz. Oh, man. I am not above sticking my dick between some big black tits, man. I am not above it. This fat ass ruins it, but yeah, she must have been miserable walking all that way up the driveway, huh?
This is some bullshit.
This is bullshit.
Can't you motherfucking move this house closer to the road?
Great big fuckable tits on her. I mean, everything was good except that ass, you know? Man. Yeah, I'm not an ass man. I need a girl with an ass like a house cat. Tiny little ass, man. Tiny ass.
Ass like a house cat.
I mean, that's what I need. I need a girl with an 80s ass. Tiny little, tiny little fucking dumper. Barely exists.
Identified the driver as 51-year-old John McKee of Vincennes.
Ooh, 51, man.
Come on, John. What are you doing? Get your shit together, John.
It's over, Johnny.
Well, yeah.
Well, he was drunk. He couldn't drive a real car, so, you know, right?
Let me guess. He was going to the liquor store.
I'm assuming he was drunk. I don't know for sure.
At the hospital, and then under the influence of meth and marijuana.
No kidding.
I see.
Say it ain't so, Vincennes.
You're saying his decision making had been slightly impaired.
Yeah, he made some bad choices. He started making bad choices a long time ago.
He's
well practiced at these decisions.
First of all, he's living in Vincennes. Right. I guess is the first thing. 51, man.
Yep.
That guy's been walking on the edge for a long time.
Oh yeah.
Finally caught up with him. So what else is going on? Anything? As we get closer to wrapping up this week, is there anything else going on you need to talk about? Don't everyone chime in all at once.
Not man.
Are you stroking out McConnell? What's going on over there?
Well, glitch McConnell.
You're fucking glitch McGillicuddy. You fucking retire already, you fossil.
No shit. Rip cook-off.
Nice.
So, I made beer for it, and they actually liked it.
Huh.
I was really kind of, whatever. It's not, they're a Bud Light, Miller Light. Well, not Bud Light. They were.
Dude. Not anymore. Dude.
So, we took a couple, you know, like whatever, camp chairs.
Yeah.
Everybody brings chair. It was,
Camp Town chairs.
Camp Town chairs. But we also threw our 10x10, tent.
Yeah, right.
That that Trixie uses when she does her craft shows. Threw that in a car too, in case we're getting there about two, so it's gonna be sunny.
Two.
Yeah. So, I set my beer up next to a table that they had set up with a couple of tubs with soda, pop, water, and ice and shit. But everything's sitting right out in the sun. And Trixie's like, "Well, let's go get the tent out of the car and we'll set up over." I'm like, "Ah, that's a great idea." So the beer's out of the sun and all this out of the sun, fucking. Break that tent out and fucking gets nervous. It's rainbow color on top. And I walked up to him and I fucking tapped him on the shoulder. I said, "Buddy, it's just a rainbow, man. It'll be all right. It'll be all right."
Jesus. Very silly. I think his finger broke through the toilet paper one time and he still hates himself for it. Jesus Christ.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. 2?
2?
2? I bet you that motherfucker was a fucking drag to work with every day.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, in the, the last probably 10, 15 years or so of recording that fucking Top 40 shit. I bet you, man, he was a fucking prick.
You want to do a top 40? Let's do a top 40.
40?
40. Remember that year we did top 25 favorite albums?
Top 25? That was like 10.
Oh, what was it? 10? It took 3 episodes. Yeah. I know that. I thought it was 25. Is it?
Well, because we ended up playing a track off each one. We did. Yeah, I think it was only 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see what that list looks like now.
You know what? Funny you say that. I was thinking about that the other day. Maybe
about time to do that again, huh?
You think so?
I don't know.
I don't know. Mine is.
Mine's just going to be old shit that, I don't listen to new shit. No. If I do, I don't generally
newest thing? Oh, I guess Queens of the Stone Age new album. I have that.
Oh, I mean, that band I like, The Killers, they put an album out a couple years ago that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, but they've been around for 20 years now. That,
right.
It's like.
Yeah, there's, yeah. Oh, like what's the youngest band that I
meant?
That,
yeah, yeah, that's a good question. What's the newest thing you've listened to?
Highly,
like not from an old act, but
Highly
like
Suspect. Came out in 2015.
Yeah. I remember you being really into that record.
I
have that too. I have that album at home.
I was really into them, and I saw them in concert twice, and they put on great shows.
I saw them,
but they
one time.
Just veered off this way into some,
We saw them in Grand Rapids, right, that time? Was it Grand Rapids?
Were you there with us?
I was there with you. You and I went together to one. He had laryngitis or something. It wasn't a great show.
That's right. Was Trixie was with us?
No, it was just us.
Okay, because me and Trixie and my youngest son have seen him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was up that place near Detroit. But just you and I went up to.
I'm almost certain of it.
I think Trixie was with us.
That was when we first got the idea to do a show like driving around. I think.
Yeah.
Because we were having
We're
having a really good time.
That's still something that we ought to explore.
Yeah, I got lapel mics for it.
Yeah, that might be fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, imagine how many shows we can get on a trip out to Deadwood. We could record 15 shows.
Jesus Christ, we could get a season done. Jesus Christ, we could knock out a whole fucking season, baby.
You flew out there, right? But it's like a 20-hour drive or whatever.
Oh, it's 1,000 miles out there. To drive
that's,
it?
That's a long way, Dave.
Yeah, that's a long way. That's a haul, baby.
I remember we talked before about we each did 8 hours is how we thought about doing it. Golly. You know what? We're fucking old. We'll just fly out there. What are we doing? Even thinking about it. From here, from the North Studio.
It's 15 hours, 36 minutes. 15 and a half hours. It's 1,047.
Buddy, I'm not giving you, and I got to tell you this. I'm not giving you 15 hours in a row in a car. I'll give you 8 and 7.
Oh, yeah. No, it would be.
I'm not doing it.
No, we would have to break it up.
Yeah. I'm not doing that for you.
Nope.
8 or 10, then we got to spend the night somewhere.
Yeah, no.
I'm not giving you 15. That's not
it. I did back in 2010. Back in the spring of 2010, I did a 12-hour trip in one shot. I came home from Bristol, Tennessee. I drove out there to work, and I think I split the trip out there up into 2 days.
Okay,
but I wanted to get home,
and I
drove it straight home. And I'm telling you what, I will never do 12 hours again because I was
miserable.
I remember being very, very fucking sleepy. And
oh yeah, no.
That's been 13 years ago. So yeah. I wouldn't do it now. No fucking way.
No.
Eight's it.
Yeah.
But that 12 hours was hard.
Man, that trip home from Nashville, I went straight through, and that was tough business for me. That was 7 hours going straight through.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped at Indy for gas.
Yeah.
And I was anxious to get home. I hated that fucking city. Ooh, did I hate Nashville. And, man, that fucking Amazon girl's delivering packages at 7 o'clock, huh? Bless her heart.
Dude, they deliver late out here all the time. They're always delivering.
I'm sure it's everywhere, but it's just, man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I hope they get it figured out logistically where, you know, they can, you know. Just
fucking fly a drone in, drop it off on the porch.
No, but they're not zigzagging across. Like, I hope they're not this area three fucking time.
Can you imagine? Ugh. Can you imagine what that looks like of planning all that out?
No.
I would be curious. Like, do these drivers plan their own routes?
Oh, I would certainly fucking hope not.
I would hope not.
But those Amazon vans.
But it's so random, though.
Those Amazon vans have to hold, you know, a small pack of hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Like the big UPS trucks are.
They probably go back and forth to that distribution center, don't you think? Or do you think do you think their day is contained in that van?
I don't know. Huh. I mean, I know UPS, everything they drop off, then they have to go do pickups.
Yeah.
Before they can go. Like, that's a long fucking day, man. You got to hustle. Like, Jesus Christ, you know, we had a FedEx guy come into work today and drop about $4,000 worth of computers on our fucking floor. Jesus Christ. Didn't even know if they might still work. We just don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was fucking. He went to put him up on the desk there and fucking just, just got away from him. One came my way and the other two went down on the floor, and my boss was standing right there.
Oh, Jesus.
And he'd have fucking strangled that shaggy-haired cocksucker. Like, zoinks, I destroyed your computer, Scoob!
Smoke another dube there, Shag.
You fucking idiot. Young buffoon. Well, okay. Yep. Anything else we need to do here? 15 hours, huh, there, bud?
Yep. Yeah, we gotta go there.
We do need to go, and I want to go in the fall some year. There's Mount Moriah.
That was neat.
It's a tourist trap. You're not going for Deadwood. You're going for the surrounding country.
Dude, I left one night or one evening, and I drove from my hotel, which was, you know, right about in this area, and I drove down this road that...
Spearfish Trail?
No, but that's up here.
Spearfish is north, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I drove down to Lead.
I am calling the town of Lead.
But and it's just, dude, I can't tell you how if you go to some place like that and you come back disappointed, you don't know how to appreciate things.
Yeah.
Because yes, Deadwood is a tourist fucking trap and a half. Lead is a smaller version of a tourist trap.
Mm-hmm.
But
He says, fucking see the dinner with the movie where EB is trying to use the phone. He's turning the crank on the phone. It hurts. I was like, cocksucker.
I think that right there is the road that was built. Well, now there goes Trixie. Where's she going? Hi. Yeah, anyway, yeah, we got to go.
You know, I would love to.
I would prefer to fly. You fly into Sioux Falls and drive out there. It's like an hour, maybe an hour and a half or so, I think, if I remember correctly.
It's how long?
If you fly into Sioux Falls, wherever Sioux Falls is, right there. Or, I'm sorry, not Sioux Falls, Rapid City.
God damn it. My goodness. A voice?
Hello in there.
I'm calling the town of Lee. It's Deadwood's mayor, E.B. Farnham, relegated to magnate Senator George Hearst's errand boy, calling lead lumber at the senator's behest. The Negro will lay slain before this concludes. Christ, I must get to book.
The Negro will lay slain before they tried to beat Samuel Fields to death. Deadwood the movie. I'm overdue to watch. I end up watching that 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah, it's been a few months. I think I watched it recently. I think earlier this summer. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that was so satisfying, that movie. Oh,
dude, how long did we wait for that? And beg for that and dream for that and
set in your garage over at
the old place. Yeah, the
Ponderosa and watched it there.
Yep, yeah, it's a good movie.
Man,
they did so well wrapping that up.
It was so satisfying.
Yep. I mean, season 4 would have been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Coming a year after season 3, that would have been so. I really would have loved to have seen about 2 more seasons of that show to see a fire and you mm-hmm. know. Yep.
Interesting too, in Deadwood the movie, by the time they get to that, a lot of the buildings are brick now because mm-hmm. they had the fire.
They had 2 fires.
Yeah, they sure did. Sure did.
And you know what? If I remember reading correctly, I think Al Swearengen lost the gem twice in those.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you build them out of wood and there's a fire, they're probably going to burn without any fire department. Put them out. Unless you had fucking Harry Manning in his goddamn fucking fire cart.
Fire brigade.
And 2 helmets. Look at Tom Nuttall getting all excited about it without fucking getting excited about it.
2 helmets. Right. Well, listen, it's 7:22 on the East Coast. Episode 37 in the books.
That's it. That's a record, baby.
That's a record.
Well,
that's
done.
That's officially a record.
Yeah. Well fucking done, Chief.
Now, so we'll be back next week with
more shenanigans.
Episode 38. We're back to Thursdays next week recording.
That's right. Yep.
So
okay.
We're back to Thursday. So
that's good.
That's good news because recording on Wednesdays throws off my old deal. So
you know what? I like that Thursday. It's a nice lead into Friday. Plus bowling start next week on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you for listening, and we will see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah. Show's over, huh?